The Edinburgh Fringe Festival calls itself the biggest arts festival in the world. For an entire month, the Scottish capital fills up with talent and craziness in sometimes equal measure. Getting your work seen at the festival holds the promise of being discovered. NPR's Rob Gifford went to the Fringe this year and found one playwright for whom Edinburgh really has been a dream come true.
If you run the gauntlet of Edinburgh's Royal Mile during August, be prepared to be bounced like a pinball between the competing pitches for fringe shows. Dramatic, apocalyptic horror, anyone?
Dramatic, apocalyptic horror, folks! Four survivors in a world consumed by a plague of the walking dead? 5:10 tonight, Sweet in the Grass Market?
Or perhaps the new show from the London Gay Men's Chorus is more your scene.
We're doing Oklahoma. We're far from Kansas. We're the cabaret group of the London Gay Men's Chorus.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Brokeback meets Broadway.
O-K-M-A-H-O-M-O, Oklahoma.
Japanese comedians, German poets, Scottish tap dancers, School for Scandal from the 18th century, or Godspell from the 20th. It's all here, quite apart from the usual mix of bagpipers and sword swallowers that throng the sidewalks of the city. The reason they're here, says Sam Friedman, editor of the authoritative Fest magazine, is because the Edinburgh Fringe is quite simply the place to be discovered.
I think it is the main springboard in the UK. And I mean, more than a springboard, I would kind of describe it as a kind of one massive, sprawling trade fair. I just, a few days ago, spent a day scouting with the head of BBC Radio Comedy here, and she's one of hundreds of scouts that come up to the Fringe looking for new talent.
Friedman says the problem is there's so much to see that it can be difficult to sort the gems from the dross. As far as theatre is concerned, he says each year there tends to be one play that grabs the headlines and the awards. Last year it was a play called Eight by an unknown 23-year-old writer called Ella Hickson. This year the hot ticket has been a play called Precious Little Talent by a slightly better known 24-year-old writer called Ella Hickson. Friedman says Hickson epitomises what Edinburgh is all about.
Ella is a young and exciting playwright, and I think it's particularly because she's basically living the fringe dream, essentially. You know, she'd never written anything in her life before last year, and within a few weeks of the festival, she was the talk of the entire festival. She'd won awards, you know, she got a run off Broadway, she got a run in the West End, and I think therefore, you know, people are very excited about her follow-up play this year.
I studied English at university and history of art, and I had a secret, sort of guilty secret, that I wanted to write. I'd always written poetry and prose and things, but had the background and the education that dictated I was probably going to be a blonde doing PR somewhere.
Ella Hickson herself is disarmingly modest, though she admits that, like most British people, she is quite cynical. And it was her British cynicism that was challenged when, while in the US in January for her first show's run off Broadway, a friend took her to Washington for President Obama's inauguration.
Everything in Britain felt quite underwhelming in terms of there weren't any jobs to be had, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then I went to the inauguration, and there was a sort of mass swell of faith, and it was political faith, but it also was sort of a faith in change. And I felt jealous, essentially. I thought it's not really fair that us British kids, English kids, don't have that ability to believe and be that figure to believe in.
So Hickson's new play, Precious Little Talent, has turned out to be something rather unusual in artistic circles, or any circles in Britain or Europe generally. A love letter to America, and the American ability to believe and hope. The play centres on a cynical young British girl called Joey, who loses her job and flies to New York to visit her sick father. There she meets Sam, a young American whose idealism and belief in the need for heroes is as strong as her cynicism.
Huh? I think a hero is exactly what you're after. Someone to pick you up and dust you off and tell you everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, but it's not. We don't want heroes.
Yeah, because you don't need them?
Yeah, because we don't believe in them.
Because you can't believe in them.
Because they're not real.
Sam whisks Joey off to the Obama inauguration. There she sees complete strangers embracing each other on a freezing January day, and she sees the hope and optimism that she so clearly lacks. Slowly, the cynical English girl feels the thaw in her cold English bones. The plot leaves plenty of opportunities for playwright Hickson to skewer British and American foibles.
Sure, you know, there were differences. Sex, for example. I like the British kind. Passionate, angsty, but essentially joyless. And for him, well, it was more like going to the Oscars. Lots of tears and thank yous. And felt like he fought with an overwhelming urge to clap at the end.
But by the end, you feel cynical Joey really might change.
I'm not like them. I'm not flying the flag of revolution. I don't have fire in my belly and idealism on my tongue. And I'm not singing the song of change. And why? Because I don't know the words yet. But I will. I promise we will.
Bearing in mind the battering that President Obama has received in recent weeks, it's perhaps not a bad thing that Joey's transformation hangs in the balance. Ella Hickson is hoping to take this show to New York too, and she says it's not just a play. She really does hope that Britain can learn from America. And considering how her dreams have been realised here, that's perhaps not surprising.
The ethic in the play and in the journey I've had as a result of Edinburgh are incredibly similar. Edinburgh Festival, to me, is one of the very last and remaining truly democratic institutions out there. Anyone can come. Everybody has the same opportunity to be noticed and to be taken somewhere. And that, to me, is so worth defending. So, long live Edinburgh, I say.
Rob Gifford, NPR News, Edinburgh.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro.